Right, time to talk science and technology. And today I'm delighted to be able to tell you about a brand new science magazine that has just been launched. Scientific African went live this month, and I'm delighted to have on the line Editor-in-Chief Linda Nordling to tell us about what is effectively a sort of a two-pronged approach to communication about scientific research happening in Africa. Linda Nordling, Lead Editor, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Pippa. It's always a pleasure.
When I said a two-prong approach, my understanding is that there is one string of this, which is a peer-reviewed scientific journal, and then secondly, a more sort of layman's accessible magazine writing about some of that research in terms that a less qualified scientifically reader would be able to understand. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yes. So there are two magazines. There's one, as you said, is a science journal. It's called Scientific African. And that, I think, is on its fourth issue. So that launched about a year ago. Okay. And it contains peer-reviewed articles from all over Africa and also researchers from the diaspora. And it covers all different topics. Scientific African magazine, which is what I'm lead editor of, is a popular science magazine, which is kind of a sister publication to Scientific African, but we also, so we cover some of the papers and some of the news, new findings that are published in the journal, but we also cover exciting science developments on the continent.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the motivation behind getting this, particularly this popular science magazine launched. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, there's a big problem with African science journalism in that there's a lot of exciting science happening on the continent. Unfortunately, there aren't many places where you can write about them as a journalist, and especially as a journalist wanting to write for an African audience. Mm-hmm. And so what we have is journalists from outside, from Europe and from the US, coming to the continent and writing about our stories, our science stories, be they medicine, be they climate change, and so on. So the idea is to provide an African voice in this and to allow Africans to sort of see themselves in these big stories that often make, you know, the pages of the New York Times.
I mean, that's such an important fact that we're not just talking about glorifying what's happening in Africa for the sake of it. This is important research that is making world headlines and is being reported outside of Africa. It makes no sense that we don't blow our own trumpet and report it effectively here within the continent.
Yes, and also it's not all flag waving for science. Science is a tool and it can be applied for a variety of end effects. And so what we try to do in Scientific African magazine is we try not just to provide a platform for news about research, but also to engage the wider public in a discussion about technologies and also discussing about, you know, what works on the continent so that we don't get this situation of parachute initiatives that come into the continent kind of tries to solve problems, doesn't quite manage to, runs out of money, and then disappears.
Sure, so important. Now, what form does this magazine take? Is it purely in the online space, or is there a printed version available as well, Linda?
So there are a few printed copies. I think, unfortunately, it's a big continent. Our head office, the publisher's head office, the Next Einstein Forum, is in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine the logistics of trying to mail copies around the continent. So for now, we have there is a PDF version of the magazine, which is very nice. You can download it on the website. It looks very professional and very kind of glossy. We are still talking about how that could possibly sort of be printed in some areas of the continent. Maybe for libraries or something like that, but mainly the website, which is what was launched last week, is the main vehicle for communicating the stories.
Okay, Linda, is there a cost to download that PDF, or is it freely accessible?
Absolutely not. It is very free.
Okay, that's,
just,
I mean,
find it and download it.
I'm so excited to have a source of endless new material for this particular segment on the show for once. So it's very, very
well,
exciting news.
I hope I can go on again.
We'll certainly be calling you again. Linda, let's talk a little bit about some examples of the kinds of articles that appear in the new version that you can download on the website. Can you give us a couple of examples?
So one of my favorites is a very good journalist in Uganda, Esther, who is writing about initiatives to understand what geoengineering, solar geoengineering, might have on the African continent or specific areas in Africa. I think there's three initiatives, and one of them is actually based here in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. So people at UCT are looking at how solar geoengineering, which is basically trying to change do things so that the some of the sun's rays bounce off the atmosphere before hitting the earth. I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but this is something that people are talking about as a way of stopping catastrophic climate change.
Sure.
But there's not been much research into what this kind of technology might do to the climate, say in Southern Africa, where we obviously struggle with dry climates and droughts.
Mm.
So that's a very cool story that I really enjoyed editing. Other than that, what else do we have? We have a slightly tongue-in-cheek piece about a food from Ghana that I didn't know about, which is very high in antioxidants. So we have, you know, a slight sort of superfood story in mm-hmm. there. And also a medical news story about a new drug that looks like it might be able to treat Kala-Azar, which is a disease that affects people up continent who also have HIV. So it's one of those issues where two diseases are kind of combining and wreaking mm-hmm. havoc on people, and it's very difficult to treat. So there's new hope in how to treat that particular combination of illnesses. Those are three examples.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
I also, in my research for this, saw reference to an article about the promise and the pitfalls of using artificial mm-hmm. intelligence in the diagnosis of mental illness, which is one I'm going to be very interested to read. So it's a huge variety of topics that you're going to be tackling. How often is the magazine going to be published?
So that's, I think we're looking at trying to get a magazine or enough articles to fill a magazine every 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
So it will be, you know, because it's online, I think we'll be uploading stories as they happen and as they're ready to make sure we don't sort of sit on hot stories and get scooped. So it's all a little bit up in the air. Obviously, I'm constrained by a budget, but, you know, there are certainly more stories than I can commission.
That's good to hear, and we look forward to helping you tell some of them in the future. Linda, sure. Final question is for the science writers who might be listening to this. You've obviously are calling on a pool of writers all over the continent. If there are South African science writers who'd like to contribute, how do they make contact with you?
They can pitch me on lnordling@nef.org. The email, there's also pitch guidelines for journalists and also scientists who want to write either about their work or about what it's like being a scientist working on the continent, you know, the fun and the hair-raising kind of troubles that they face. But that's all on the website.
And the website, I'm assuming, is nef.org. Is that correct?
No. The magazine's website is sciafmag.com.
Okay, yeah. So you're looking for the Scientific African magazine on sciafmag.com. And for those interested in reading the scientific journal, which is the sister publication, or rather this is the sister publication born from the existing journal, that is a peer-reviewed scientific journal, Scientific African. Linda Nordling, the lead editor of the Popular Science magazine, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for launching this incredibly, I think, important publication. And I hope it's the first of many conversations to follow.
Thank you. I do so too.
Linda Nordling on the line there, lead editor of Scientific African magazine.